They had the songs, they had the look, and their live shows were already legendary. But after three studio albums, Kiss didn't have any hits. And that all changed when they released their first concert album, Alive, on this date, September 10th, 1975. We're looking back in the classic rock calendar on 95.9 The Fox. It was make or break for Kiss. Their label Casablanca gave them one last chance. The idea for the double live album would embody what did work for the band, capturing the live excitement their diehard fans knew that the band already had. But even though it was released during an era when overdubs were rare, the question of how much of the album is actually live has persisted. The initial tracks were recorded over four concerts during the summer of 1975, but when they listened to the playback in the studio, they were unhappy with the results. The album's producer, Eddie Kramer, admitted that because of the band's stage theatrics, the guitars needed to be re-recorded. All of them. Only Peter Criss's drum tracks were presented untouched. Even the vocals needed to be re-recorded. The band had spent 3 weeks in New York's Electric Lady Studios tinkering until they got it just right. But it didn't matter whether the fans knew about the post-production fixes or not, as they were on their way to superstardom when the album was released, giving the band their first gold record, reaching number 9, and their very first hit and signature song, Rock and Roll All Night. The game was forever changed for Kiss on this date, September 10th, 1975, when they released their breakthrough, Alive, as we looked back in the classic rock calendar on 95.9 The Fox. Rocker!